This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real-life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, svinews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios, located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome to the Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo.
We are coming to you today live from Star Valley Internet Media, the home of Duke Dance and The Morning Show.
Oh, they're the best.
Aren't they great?
Really good.
And we are just excited to be here. MJ?
Yes.
What are we talking about today?
I don't know, but you were quite appalled that I left my dog in the car. But oh. I want to say my car was running with the air conditioner on.
Well, that's more reason why I am appalled.
I really didn't think anybody wanted to take the car or the dog.
But, so it was a freebie, anybody. I mean, your car was unlocked.
Yep.
It was running.
Yep.
AC was blowing.
Yep.
Your dog was in the back under about 15 blankets.
No, he wasn't.
Freezing, looking at me like, please turn the AC down.
Wasn't he barking at you?
Yes, he wanted to eat me.
Oh, he's such a sweetheart. Yesterday was National Dog Day.
Was it really?
Yes, and I love my dog.
So I have this thing.
You have lots of things.
I do. I have really lots of things, and my shrink is really helping me
good
work through some of these.
Good.
But the animals in my car has not... I have not been able to break through on that one yet.
No way.
No, I have an issue with having animals in my car. Mm. A, let's start from the beginning, okay?
Okay.
These are the reasons why Travis has a problem.
Okay.
A, how much does a car cost?
Depends.
Okay, but so let's say that you want to get a nice Volkswagen.
Okay.
Jetta.
Okay.
Or like my wife, we have a Chevy Colorado pickup, you know, one of those little teeny, you know, small pickups. You know, we're probably looking, what, 30 grand?
Sure, at least.
Let's just say 30,000 at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so $30,000, I mean, I don't know about you. You could probably, like, what, take that out of your quarter jar?
Oh, maybe? Shut up.
I'm just saying. So it's a sacrifice for people to buy a car.
Sure.
And then what? We turn it into a kennel. I don't understand that.
So you're one of those that has a flatbed and the dog's barely hanging on and it's chained up and it's
my dog
off.
Absolutely loves the flatbed. Why? Because he's outside. He gets to look at cars. He gets to show off to all the other lady dogs. And when I say come, he jumps off the truck. When I say load up, he jumps on the truck. I don't have to open the door for him. Okay. A, B. So when you are looking for a used car, okay, do you, when you open up the car and you see like an inch of dog hair in the corner and, you know, slobber marks on the headrest and all that, is that a turn on or a turn off to you? Answer it honestly.
That is a trick question.
Answer it honestly.
Well, that doesn't bother me as much as a smoke smell. That bothers me.
Okay, well, that was a real avoidance of my question.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't probably buy a car like that. Most people clean that up. And we have a blanket down for our dog.
Okay, but I'm here to tell you, a blanket does not block hair. I mean, you, as much as you feel good inside.
I do.
There is hair all over in that car. It's in the ceiling. It's in the seats. It's in between the seats. It's under the seats. It's in the seatbelt clicker.
But so is my hair.
It's in the... Yeah, but not to the extent your dog hair.
I have lots of blonde hair that's in that car.
Okay. Let's do this. To any listener, I'm posing this out to you. I want you to get a hold of me or MJ, and I want you to come, and we're going to do this. We're just a random person. We're going to have them stick their head in your car, and I want them to see if they see more long blonde hairs
okay.
or more dog hairs.
Okay.
And I promise you it's going to be more dog hairs.
All right.
I'm just saying. I feel like there is an issue with having dogs in our cars. Mainly just because I don't think a dog cares whether he's in your car or outside of your car. I don't think he cares... to go to the grocery store with you. I don't think he cares to go to the doctor's appointment with you. I don't think he cares. I think that they are just content to stay home and and run the gamut.
No.
Okay, take your position.
I don't. And let's talk about winter. You really think your dog wants to be out there when it's minus 20 and it's blowing and your dog just wants to be on the back getting some wind in their face?
Oh, I'm sure he loves it. When I come out in the morning, he comes out of his kennel and looks at me and I'm like, hey, you want to go for a ride? His tail is
see?
Like, what?
He wants to go for a ride.
Yeah. But my dogs aren't in the truck.
Yeah.
My dogs are on the back of the truck and he's like, Oh my gosh. We're going to go. And I open that kennel gate and he is 9-0 onto the tailgate of that truck.
Yeah.
Oh, he wants to go for a
ride. They do.
Now, if I said, hey, do you want to get in the cab of my truck and we can go snuggle by the the pop shop for a minute?
I bet he would really be excited.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know that it's not against the law to have your dog on your lap except in one state.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have my dog on my lap, but
you don't think...
No, it really is not against the law.
Okay.
But in Hawaii, it is. It's the only state. I don't know why, but yeah.
I think that's a little distracting.
I think it's very distracting.
Wonder if you have a bull mastiff on your lap.
Yeah, exactly. Or even anything. Even the little yippy small ones that are jumping around. Yeah, I don't have them on my lap, but I do like to take my dog for rides.
Okay, but you're not proving your point very good. I've given you an A, B, and a C.
Well,
I want you to give me an A, B, and a C for the pros of taking your dog in your car.
Okay. A, it's cold here.
B, well, not today.
It's colder than most places.
You had the air conditioning blowing.
I just want him next to me. I want him to be
okay,
there.
Okay, so is that your A? Is that your A is just I have separation anxiety for my dog?
Yeah.
A, B, and C. I love it. I love the fact that people are just honest. And there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, Travis, I just like my dog with me wherever I go.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I do.
As long as you have to understand that you've just taken your $30,000, $40,000 car and ripped 10 grand out of it right off the bat.
No.
I'm not going to argue with that.
Okay.
I know that is the truth. Any used car salesmen are going to tell you that if you're a smoker or have pets, you're going to get less money for your car.
Okay.
I'm just here to tell you. Any car salesman out there, feel free to correct me, but I am 99% sure.
It's called shampoo.
Yeah, but shampoo doesn't erase hair.
Oh, it does. I tell you. Well,
okay.
This is a no-win situation.
Right. I just think that the animals have a place and it's just not in your car.
So
if animals are supposed to be in your car, why don't they have a dog seat?
They might come up with one. That's
I know they might come up with one.
They do have little seat belts you can put on them. They have doggy seat belts. Yeah. And a lot of people crate theirs. You know, they'll put it in the crate. Has your dog ever fallen off your truck?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. There was some cows that got loose and we were out chasing them on the road. Yeah. And I'm like going flying around on corners. And I think he thought I said,
no,
get out.
Oh, no.
But we were only going like 2 miles an hour.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You're flying.
Oh, no. No, he thought that was the funnest thing. I think he really wanted to do it again.
But did he kind of whimper?
Oh, no.
Oh, he just kind of flew off.
Just kind of flew off, and I stopped and looked at him cross-eyed and kind of put his tail between his legs and hopped back on.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, if I'm going to be going, like, on the interstate or something, I would never do that. I love my dog too much.
Have you seen some funny things in cars or trucks, though? You know what I saw once?
People.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then those fake people. Like single people will put like a dummy
next to
in their car, which is really weird because it looks like a dummy. But one time in St. George, I was with a girl and we both just looked at each other and followed it. And it was a giraffe in the back of a truck. A giraffe.
What?
And it was going to, what's that? Tuacon. It was going up to Tuacon.
What?
Yeah.
Like a baby?
Giraffe.
Their
no.
necks are like 30 feet long.
I know. It was a giraffe in the back of a pickup truck. And we were both laughing our guts out.
Like out in the wide open in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah. I mean, they had it like...
Strapped down?
Well, it was standing, though. It was standing
what?
Up. Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Couldn't it just like step out?
I don't know. It was really weird. It's the strangest thing I've seen. I mean, I've seen like antlers on people's trucks or cars here.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to fall off. I mean, that's not like a giraffe.
Right, like a giraffe. Right. Yeah, but that was true, and I was really glad somebody was with me because nobody would have believed that story.
Oh, my heavens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's true.
So you're probably, just knowing you, you're probably one that's like sleeps, the dog sleeps between you and your husband.
Sometimes.
Oh my gosh. That is like on the list of top five things that would never happen in Travis's life. That's probably like number two.
What about when you're camping? Does he come up on?
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
I can remember one time when we were hunting elk and we were in deep snow and it was cold. I was cold. I put him at the end of my sleeping bag so I could put my toes under him mm-hmm. so he could warm me up. Mm-hmm. That was the only time I'd let my dog near me.
He loved it, I bet.
Yeah, I'm sure he loved every minute of it. Yeah. But
yeah.
No way in heck is my dog going to touch my bed. That is so nasty. What about the little hairs and stuff that are all floating around in your
bed?
Well,
that's why I do my sheets at least once a week. I always wash my sheets and hang them outside so they smell good.
Well, my wife washes our sheets once a week, but it's probably because my hairs.
Exactly. Or lack of.
Or lack of.
Oh, God.
All right. So I know that there are a lot of people, and I don't want to offend anybody. That is not the point here. But I think that there's a place for animals, and it's not in a home. Hmm. That's my philosophy.
Okay.
And now, my little daughter, Clancy, has big brown eyes, and she has this little cat.
Oh.
And it's called, and his name is Blanco.
Oh.
And it gets cold in the wintertime, and we're sitting around the fire, and Blanco is looking out at little Clancy. And Clancy's like, "Dad, can I bring Blanco in as long as I just hold him by the fire?" Sure. So she brings her little cat in, and they sit and snuggle by the fire for a little bit. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. I don't have any problem with that.
Yeah.
But if Blanco were to ever end up in my bed, you know, he would be part of my fur collection on the on the wall, I'm afraid.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just not.
Our cat stays in the garage, but it will come in the dog door sometimes and let us know he needs water or whatever. But he stays mostly outside. And yeah, but lots of people have lots of pets. I mean, there's people with 20 cats in their house. And
what about what about you're okay with the cat or the dog doesn't make it and has an accident in the house?
We just don't have that problem. He goes out the dog door.
Well, sometime in your existence, you've had to have had that problem.
Not.
I just don't think you can have animals
really.
In your house.
I mean, if you get a puppy, for sure, you're going to have those problems. But if you have a dog that doesn't, you know, is trained, they go outside and, yeah.
What about a fish? There's another one. I could allow a fish.
We actually have two goldfish that the kids got at the, you know, when they have it's not the fair, but it's that other activity they have and the kids go catch the fish.
Yeah.
We have had these fish for over 10 years. They're giant. They're giant really? Goldfish. Yeah. At one time we had six, but now we're down to two. And yeah, we just have two goldfish in the tank. I don't have any birds. My neighbors across the street have a bird in their house. Like a cool bird.
A cool bird?
Yeah, like a parrot or something. I can't remember what kind it is.
All right.
Cockatiel, I think.
Okay.
I've had those before, and they kind of freaked me out. One time I put my hand in just to pet it, and it pecked it. And oh, my heck, that reminds me of a story. So one time we were living in Clinton, and my neighbor was giving away her cockatiel, and I forgot to tell Steve, and so I had it outside, and he comes home, and I'm like, "I got a surprise for you in the backyard," because he loves birds. And he opens up the door, and it grabs hold of his finger, and he pulls his hand out, and the bird takes off. So the bird is flying
into
around
the wild?
Yeah, flying around the neighborhood. And we all had like quarter acre backyards. And so my girls are little. I mean, they're talking 5 and 7. And our neighbor, who was crazy, crazy, crazy. Hopefully he doesn't hear this. He goes, I can get the bird out. So they start shooting bottle rockets, and the bird's sitting in this tree in the back of the one of those big poplar trees, and it's just sitting there on the branch, just a swinging. And so the bottle rockets are going one way, and then another way, and another way, and the bird's just not leaving. So he comes back out, and he goes, "Everybody stand back." And he has a shotgun.
No.
Yes.
No.
And not only did the bird come down, so did the branch and the leaves, and my girls were like, "No." yeah, we got the bird down and it died a sad death. That reminded me of that. Oh my gosh.
Poor bird.
I know.
What did it do?
It did
other
nothing.
Than fly around.
Yeah, and peck Steve. Yeah.
So I come at this more of a probably practical side of things, because growing up with horses and cows and dogs and stuff, I've always felt like there's a place for animals and a place for humans to sleep, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, well, my dog just loves me and she wants to be inside with me and snuggle with me. And if my husband wants to, too, that's fine. But my dog's got to, you know, blah, 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 blah. I just, it seems off to me a little bit. But
well,
I understand everybody's a little different.
Some people are off.
Yeah, some people are off.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying I'm not off on a lot of things. But,
oh, my heck.
I just think that the dog thing and the cat thing probably need to stay outside.
Did you ever go to the house that they had? Well, there's probably more. I'm sure there's more than one home here in the valley. And they had indoor snakes. Cages and cages.
No.
That, I can't do snakes at all.
Why would they have snakes in their house?
I don't know. They had all different kinds. Boas and all kind of snakes.
So when the Lord created snakes, do you think that was created to be indoors? I mean, just...
No.
I'm just saying, I think that was created to be outside.
Yeah.
It's like bringing a T-Rex into your family room. I mean, I just think that the Lord created animals to be outside. I remember I was on my mission for the church, and we were out knocking on doors one day, and this lady invited us in, and I have never in my life seen cats like that.
Oh, no.
I mean, I would guess 60 cats in her house.
Really?
Yeah. I mean there was 10 just on the couch we were sitting on.
Oh.
And, of course, we're in dark pants and
uh-huh.
you know, white shirts and stuff, and
yeah.
when we got home we had to throw our pants away. I mean, it was just caked
really
onto our pants. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Just wading through.
How and was the smell?
Oh boy it was like cat urine a la mode.
No,
you know, and my poor companion had a cat allergy.
Oh.
So, like, halfway through visiting with this sweet old lady, she just started sneezing and having all sorts of issues. And of course, I'm allergic to hair on my pants, making me wig out.
My niece has a indoor potbelly pig.
Okay, that's another animal that I think.
And I haven't been to her house, but she's a clean person. I think it goes out a piggy door. I don't know, but it doesn't have accidents and stuff. And then I guess it's well trained. I don't know. I don't know, but. It's the pet.
We live in the freest country in the world, in the freest state in that country. And I say, if you want to have a potbelly pig in your house, you go ahead and have a potbelly pig.
That's right.
And who cares what people think?
That's right.
Who cares what Travis thinks about you and your dog?
That's right.
You know what I mean? Honestly. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Don't ever think that, well, Travis thinks I'm weird and that must be the truth. That is not the case.
Yeah.
Because I love everybody. I think it's all great. And I think that if MJ wants to have a dog in her car, then you
only
have,
with the air conditioning running.
You should have your dog in your car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think
that
that's just cool.
Yeah.
I really do.
Okay.
And I am glad that we can have those freedoms.
I agree.
So
I agree. I think it's okay that you have your opinion of it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't see me with my dog in my car.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the lady that... I don't know why
I love it when your stories start with, did I tell you about the lady?
I don't know if I told you this story. So we went to go visit her because she'd had a really bad week. And what happened is her kids were throwing up. Did I tell you this story?
No.
And so her kids were throwing up. And so she, this is really actually a funny story. Kind of sad though. So in between kids throwing up, she threw the sheets into the washer. And then she went down the next morning to get the sheets and put them in the dryer. And the cat had crawled in the sheets and was licking the puke.
Oh, no.
And the cat couldn't meow. It couldn't. It was like, like, just imagine the spin cycle. And so she's telling us this story. We're trying not to laugh. We're just, like, looking at her. Well, she's going to take it to the vet to be put down because it's now got some very serious issues. And the dog ran out to go inside the car. She shuts the door and she kills the dog.
No.
Yeah, she should.
All in one.
All in one, 8 hours.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That poor lady.
It was really hard not to be sad, but giggle.
Giggle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That
true story.
Poor lady.
I know. And poor cat.
Hey, God darn it.
Yeah. She was like, it, one eye was a little higher. And
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it's really fun.
So I was just thinking, you know, there's uses for animals in homes, things like that. You know,
for sure.
There's a friend of mine here in the valley. Well, he actually lives up Crow Creek, and he's a diabetic, and he has this little wiener dog. I don't know what they're called. Dachshunds.
Dachshunds.
Something like that.
Dachshunds.
Little,
dachshunds.
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 Anyway, and that little dog will go up and start licking and barking him at his sugar drops.
Isn't that cool? That's very cool.
So I can see why you'd want to have a little.
Right.
I mean, who needs a medically calibrated sugar meter when you have a glucose meter when you have a little dachshund?
Yeah.
Dachshund?
Yeah.
Dachshund.
Dachshund. Yeah, I have a friend that's blind, and she doesn't have a C9 dog, but she has a dog that kind of helps her, you know? And yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that. There are, you know, good things to have.
Yeah. Yeah, that dog surely takes care of him pretty good. So, yeah, I think that there are instances where it'd be appropriate for darn sure.
Yeah. Okay. So, see, you've come around.
I've gone full circle today.
You've gone full circle. This is like a first.
This really is. And I'm sitting here thinking maybe I'll go home and invite my little healer into my bedroom and we'll snuggle tonight and see what happens.
I will give you $100.
You're going to give me more than that. There is no way I'd let that little stinker in my bed.
Oh, girl. You're going fishing tonight anyway.
I love
it.
I am. I'm going to go fishing. But I do. I love my animals. I do love animals.
I do too.
I especially kids. Kids need to have animals in their lives. They need to have a dog and a cat and chickens and pigs. And
yes.
No lizards or snakes, but maybe a fish.
Yeah, maybe a fish. Maybe a gerbil.
Gerbil.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's all right.
Guinea pigs are cute.
No.
Okay. Rabbits are cute, but outside. Yeah.
But yeah. A very interesting conversation today, MJ.
I'm sure our reader or our listeners are like.
Well, good deal. Anything else you want to talk about on this topic?
I don't. I think we should let people go and decide for themselves.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody, today. We hope that you stay healthy and safe during these COVID times.
We sure do.
I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
We are going to sign off from our Why Your Story podcast brought to you by Star Valley Internet Media. Thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.